Blog Talk Radio.
For this is Wednesday, it's midweek. I am the Torah, and welcome to Inspirational Wednesday, brought to you here on Blog Talk Radio by Al Mhoida at Last Ministries House of Israel Deliverance Assembly, and we are a part of the National Fellowship of the NorCal Hebrew Fellowship. We represent that particular chapter. It's good to be with you midweek, and pray that all is well in your trek of the land and where you may be, and that those who you sojourn with are doing well. You all are blessed, keeping these commandments, staying true to the game, and not being distracted by any and everything that's all around us. Before we do anything else, this is midweek, so let's go to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Abba, we thank you for another day and for waking us up this morning, allowing us to be clothed in our right minds. Any and everything inside of us that's not like you, take it out in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Be with us, cleanse us, guide our hearts, our minds, our thoughts. Help us to just sojourn with you and do the things that would be pleasing to the kingdom and edify the kingdom. It's in the name of our brother Yeshua we pray, so be it, so be it. All right, this is our midweek segment, and during the midweek, we kind of like to just check in with everybody, see how you're doing. We've had a chance to do the Heart of a Hebrew Woman on last night, and this is our Inspirational Wednesday. And I pray that wherever you are, that you are doing well with your walk. You're keeping the faith. You're not being distracted. You're not contemplating throwing in the towel. And that you're not still struggling with the same old besetting sins. I pray that you are learning to easily, you know, put those sins to the side. When you get another day, you get another chance, another opportunity. And hopefully that this day will see you growing in grace, growing in strength, and growing in character. And if you're the same person you were yesterday, then you truly are wasting your time and your life, which is a valuable commodity in this earth. There should be a transitional aspect to your life every day, especially if you're keeping these commandments and you got over 200 and something commandments that are applicable to you in this life, this walk. You should be learning one and practicing one that you have not quite yet perfected today, and say, I'm going to focus on this particular one today. Let that be something that you strive to do on a daily basis, is to ascertain different heights in your walk in applying the laws and statutes and commandments to your life. All right, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring it back down to layman's terms, and we're going to keep it basic because pretty much some of you tune in on midweek Wednesday because you're ready to throw in the towel. Some people, let me say this, most people who are ready to throw in the towel don't tell you that. They will put up the biggest facades you've ever seen, will sound more holy than you, will sound like they've been having breakfast with God, and they will try and look more sanctified externally than you. It's because they're actually living in the midst of sin and they're trying to cover something up. The cover-ups, it always comes to fruition. You always end up seeing. It doesn't last too long. You can only cover up something for so long because it's just that, a cover-up. The wind will blow it away. Drama, the next big ordeal will blow it away. It doesn't have a firm foundation or structure to camouflage that you're trying to hide, and nothing that's done in the dark stays in the dark. It will always come to the light as sure as the sun rises. So let's understand that and know that and be transparent, be translucent, and be spread eagle before the Most High Yah, and let him have all of our mistakes, our failures, and where we fall short. Trust me, brothers and sisters, this will bring humility to your life, which will posture you to be blessed. It is the arrogant that aren't blessed that give you the notion that they're blessed when they're actually in debt. True blessings from Yah do not put you in debt. True blessings from Yah does not make you the borrower. True blessings from Yah makes you the lender. So let's not get it twisted. There's no future in any of your fronting. So we're going to go ahead and get into this lesson on today. Let me say Shabbat Shalom. Being joined by Deacon Abraham. How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing just fine. Shalom to everyone on this Inspirational Wednesday. As you said, we are happy that the Most High has allowed us to see another day. And we just give all praises to him and thank him for everything he's done for us. And just like I mentioned earlier, or we talked about the other day, his will be done. And that when you think something's not going right for you, like I said, you just thank the Most High, because you don't know why you're going through whatever you're going through. But why don't you give all praises to him.
Mm-hmm. All praise. We know that this is a busy week we got coming up, and I was just looking at some of my notes, and I realized that I kind of spoke about something a year ago, and it kind of crossed my mind this year as well, but I kind of wanted to go ahead and blend it in. I thought I probably wasn't going to speak on this until this weekend, but I think I'm going to go ahead and put it out there now. The fact that we have a Pride Parade invading the Bay Area, and I don't think my people who are Yas people understand when you have an influx of anywhere from 500,000 to 1,000,000 people, all possessing anywhere from 1 to 12 to 20 demon spirits, and that are living an exorbitant lifestyle of abomination and sodomy. When you bring, you usher that many people with that same focus into one area where it's already predominantly covered by the spirit of whoredoms, lasciviousness, and other sexual sins, you're going to see heightened increase into different types of demonic activity coming into the Bay Area that will begin to pull on the believers, those who are saved. We're actually going to a higher amount of warfare. You may find yourself casting down imaginations of lust, lascivious thoughts, wondering where it came from, different things like that. You have people that will be in the midst of sexual sins and rituals and rapes and sodomies all to their God. If you think that's minimal, minute, you want to play it down, then you go ahead and do that. But if you don't have your house in order, then you can become susceptible to the seducing spirits that will be here in this area. So pretty much this message I had preached last year was called Stand Your Ground. And it made it very clear that we were commanded to kill people when we were stoning people, who led us to other gods. Aaron got in trouble for causing the people to get naked and worship a false god and blame it on those people. I'm going to bring out a few of those scriptures, but I'm also going to talk about the fact, and I'm going to start right now, and I'm going to lead all the way up until the weekend. We'll have some other lessons and teachers this weekend, but I'm just going to keep that at the front of the burner as well so that people know what we're dealing with. Because atmospherically, people don't really understand natural types of spirit, and there's always a spiritual warfare going on, and we who are the salt of the earth and the light of the world will be pretty much the only ones holding it down this weekend, probably keeping the Most High from destroying this place. He asked Lot to find just one person to keep him from destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, and he couldn't find one. That was righteous.
You did. The lesson on the prophecies and things that are happening. And then the Bible talks about this happening. You look at this gay pride parade. It talks about how men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of men. Everything that the Bible has laid out is coming to fruition. I mean, it's the only book, like those other books, you look at the Quran, no prophecies in that. You know, it just shows you it's a man-made religion.
Right. And let me get a scripture that said, what took place. Because we're seeing, what's going to happen here in the Bay Area. You're going to have a gay pride parade in San Francisco, then you turn around and have one in Oakland, then you turn around and have one in San Jose, then you'll have one in Santa Rosa. So they'll just influx the entire Bay Area as they try to put their stamp on this area and force us to be complicit with their actions. Well, my main message to all of you is refuse to be complicit. Stand your ground.
That's right.
Mean, because you're going to see these rainbow flags everywhere that suddenly we just take to the shadows and go to the back part. This is actually the time that we cry out loud, spare now. You know, wisdom says that your President Obama made it a crime for you to say certain things out loud to these people. They will jail you for it. But you can stand up and say, I am a proud heterosexual, and this is not my festival. I don't celebrate it. You have ways of drawing the lines of demarcation and letting it be known. We're getting into some revelry this weekend. A lot of more parties. We're heightening up for the summer, and this is the kickoff, and it's a satanic kickoff. You got some people who will become sodomites for the first time this weekend because they left their wife, or they left their husband, or they want to try it, or they've been curious, so they're giving into the seducing spirit. I need you to pray against this. You got runaways, 14, 15, 16, that'll be in this city, that'll be raped and molested by grown men in the name of welcome to gay America. So you don't really know the seriousness of it because they always show you the happy part. But these men, most of them die on drugs. They commit suicide. They die of HIV, or they have some type of other anal cancer, and they don't let you know the devastation, suicide, and uncomfortableness that goes along with that lifestyle. And we have a duty to bring these things out. I'm going to go ahead and get into it. What I'll do is I'll just reiterate this for the entire weekend. And I already know that the reading of the law will be the law against homosexuality on this Saturday, along with some other parts of the law, but letting them know that men becoming lovers of themselves. So we look at Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, is where we see about Aaron and what he did with the people. But I want to take a look at Exodus 32 and 25. I want to read that real quick. I'm just going to read some scriptures, and then I can talk about some things about pride, because this whole parade is called a pride parade, and I think they chose a very fitting name, as the Bible deals with pride in a very deliberate manner. Exodus 25, 31 and 32 and 25 is a scripture that actually talks about Aaron. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, that Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Now, I'm wondering if I should throw this out because it is in parentheses, because we got some ignorant Negroes that think if it's in parentheses, shouldn't be in your Bible. But nevertheless, I'm just pointing that out. It says that Aaron was responsible for making them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him while everyone was dancing before the golden calf. You're going to have this type of revelry this weekend. And what Moses did right here is where we're going to have to stand, because you need to know something. Christian churches have homosexuals that will leave church on Sunday and run to the parade to show their alliance with the gay community after leaving their Christian church on Sunday. Not to mention they'll be participating in the festivities that will be happening starting today all the way through the weekend. That's the hypocrisy of the church, because they hide in the church. Pastors, musicians, choir, singers, deacons, they're all up inside the Christian church. So what we have is a precedence being set by Moses. When we see these things, we'll say, who is on Yah's side? Who is standing with Yah? That is what's going to be important. You need to get in your mind now that what he saw is what you're going to see. What he said is what you're going to say. What he did is what you're going to do. We must stand against this effeminate, demonic, sodomaic spirit that is coming upon the Bay Area, because it will cause people to let their defenses down. Let's take a look at another scripture real quick. Psalms 91, 8 and 9. And I'm just going to go through these. Okay.
Let me read this.
You want to read 8 and 9? Go ahead.
Okay, Psalms 91, chapter 91, verse 8. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now, 9. Because thou hast made the Most High, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation.
The Most High is letting us know that we're going to see the reward that the wicked will have. You know, they are going to be in all of their revelry and their splendor this weekend, but we will see the destruction, just as Moses and the Levites saw the destruction. Lot was told and instructed to turn his back on the destruction. He said, don't you even look back while I'm destroying what I'm getting ready to destroy. It's pretty sad that this is the year when they're going to force this information and history into our classrooms on our children. I could care less, because education, as far as our children's education, has been a sham and a big lie their entire life. If you have not taught your children anything at home, then they don't know a damn thing anyway right now, as grown as they are. If you did not participate in the education of your child during elementary and junior high and teach them something other than what the school taught them, your kids don't know a damn thing. And that's the truth.
I want to bring out something here, too, because as you noticed, Lot's wife, you know, they were told not to look back, but she had to look back. And what that gets to is people think they can do things and the Most High won't see them. You know, it's just this little thing. He won't notice. I can do this. The Most High sees everything, you know, especially when you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. Because as you know, and I know, Brother V, obedience is what's important to him.
Well, it's more so the obedience piece. But the one other thing I look at that is that it's not as easy as we think it is. Temptation to do something other than what he's told you to do, it can be very strong because of our flesh, because of curiosity.
Yes.
I can imagine. She heard bombs going off, screaming, help, don't leave us. When he says do something, the Most High is not playing. So despite what you hear, despite what pain you have, I mean, she could have heard her child screaming, Mom, don't leave me. But the Most High said, walk away, don't turn around, don't turn back. What would you do if you heard your child saying, come on, don't leave me? That's what it's going to come down to.
But
it might come down to walking away from your child, from your husband, from your wife, from your mama, from your daddy. Your allegiance to Yah is very serious. And so, you know, I can imagine that she had a hard time leaving. So this is, and let me say this real quick. This is the importance of rehearsing the holy days and the Sabbath and getting together with the people so that you're practicing that when your moment comes to be like Lot's wife or to be like Eve and to be obedient, you can do it because you're practicing now. That's what it's going to take. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. Like I said, just like Samuel told Saul, Most High wants obedience. And, yeah, she did look back. But the thing is, okay, this is analogous to the lake of fire. I love you. I love my family, love and all, but I'm not going to that lake for them. I'm going to obey the Most High. And that's the same thing for her. Whether she heard her child screaming or whatnot, the whole thing is, is everyone supposed to put the Most High at the top of their list?
That's correct. That's correct.
Because,
okay.
I love you, but not enough to go to the lake of fire with you.
That's right. Give me 1 second. I'm looking at Ephesians, the 6th chapter. I'm trying to find the right one I want right there.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier about the churches and the homosexuals that's in a church. The only way a homosexual should be in that church is he's coming there looking for repentance, a way out of this, to get that demon off of him. That's the only way he should be up in your church. Not in there worshiping like, what I'm doing is fine, the Most High is fine with what I'm doing, and I'm just here to worship with the rest of you. And the first thing is, I'd be here, you're not worshiping like the rest of us because you're living in an abominable lifestyle.
Well, that's why the spirit is so prevalent in the church, because they're not trying to cast that demon out. They're actually holding hands with the homosexual in a group prayer, passing those spirits back and forth to each other. This is why we don't do the circle of prayer. That's why we don't do the circle of prayer. We face to the east, which is to our home, Jerusalem, and we turn our hands up to heaven, and we open our hands to receive and to give. We don't grab hands in a circle and touch and agree with a bunch of pedophiles, homosexuals, drug fiends, and adulterous people, because that's what you're doing. You're just passing all that off, and so it's just one big plethora and circle of sins inside these churches, not to mention that if you're not keeping the commandments, Scripture makes it clear in Proverbs 28:9, John 9:31, your prayers aren't even being heard. John 9:31, Proverbs 28:9. Every Sunday, you got some of the best acoustics in the world in those churches because the prayers is bouncing off the ceiling. And the music is too. And so are the songs. And Most High is not even listening to those songs that they're singing to most of these people because their praise and worship isn't sincere based upon the law. So it's not even a true worship. I'm going to tell you something. A true worship has the power that David had when he played for King Saul and demons began to flee. And they couldn't even be in their presence because they felt the presence of Yah, because the worship was real based upon the commandments and obedience. This worship, which is really steeped and rooted in conviction, the conviction of the sinful lifestyle that these people are living, and what they're doing is crying and thanking God for grace. Nah, it's not a prayer. You should run as far away from that as you can. Let's see. I'm looking for, I see Ephesians 6, I'm going to get Judges 10 and 14. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And then I want to get into this pride, because that'll be my recurring theme, even when we speak on Saturday about this pride.
And I'm glad you mentioned also about the fact they name it pride. It just shows you it's right up in your face. They know that that's the antithesis of what the Most High wants us to be in, you know, pride. It's just rock that they named their so-called parade celebrating the wickedness of pride parade.
Right. And we'll see if their gods that they're praying to will deliver them when the wrath hits. And that's what Judges 10 to 14 talks about. But let me go ahead and get into the pride aspect of it, because there's some good scriptures there I want to bring out. And that's actually what I want to destroy, because that's their thing. So we're going to deal with that little fame right there that they have. Let's see. Let's look at the first one. First one I want to look at, Psalms 10 and 2. It says, the wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. This is key. Won't nobody be thinking about the homeless this weekend. All they're going to be thinking about is men's rear ends. That's it. And phallic symbols. And there will be no concern for those that are without. The homeless people should probably be careful and protect themselves. This is a strong spirit of delusion that comes on people to want to have a perverted type of sex that the Most High didn't even create. You know, that's a one-way street. You brothers is going to be going, trying to go up, and the Most High did not condone that. I have to be graphic when you talk about this kind of madness. But the Most High said in Psalms, and David said in the song, let them be taken in the vices that they have imagined. They are overtaken in this type of sin and lasciviousness and perversion that they are into. The Most High has turned them over to this abomination and this wickedness, which is why the majority of them have a deceptive conversation to them and their minds are veiled. Posted something on Facebook and people are seeing it, and I'm tripping on the fact that most people didn't understand this. As long as you're dabbling in sin, you are blinding your mind to the truth, and you have not the discernment you used to have. You think you do, because you're still breathing, you're still walking, you feel the same, but you're not the same. Something's missing. As long as you're dabbling in sin, you can't see 100. You don't have 20/20 spiritual eyesight. You don't have 20/20 vision in the spirit. You do not. I don't care if you can see. If I were to give you a test, it'd probably be 10/20 vision or 10/10 vision in the spirit. As long as you're dabbling in sin and have the back door open for sin, you will not be able to see. Most High will not allow you to see. He will shut up the window of heaven, and you do not have the Ruach HaKadosh that causes you to see things. You're operating in your own flesh. You're operating based on memory. You're operating based on someone else's discernment of something you've heard. That's a sham. Psalms 59 and 12, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Psalm 73 and 6, therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. Proverbs 8 and 13, to us, the fear of the Most High Yah is to hate evil, and pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth, do I hate. You're going to see all of this weekend from these fruits, these queens. You see pride, they're arrogant, they're flamboyant, what they're doing is evil, they got a mouth that won't quit, and now they got the law to back them up. If you pop off at them, they'll call it gay bashing and put you in jail. But know it this, what cometh with your pride also brings shame. But the devil's got them so messed up that they believe they'll take the shame and say something like, I don't care, and become bold and become emboldened with the shame. They know it's a shameful place to be in, but they become so inebriated with their drunkenness and getting high and each other that they'll try to suffocate the shame and put it towards the back and become flamboyant as they are. And Proverbs 13 and 10 tells us, only by pride cometh contention. This pride brings contention. All of these things will be amongst us. So, but this is the biggest one. But go ahead.
So in Proverbs 11 and 2, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with lowly is wisdom. And then let's see, one other one is I had another one here.
Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction. So that's why this is the main reason why it's so befitting, is because pride goeth before destruction. I'm glad you're having your pride parade, because that is the precursor to what's coming. And your haughty spirit, it comes before fall. So know that destruction and fall is the only thing that can come out of a gay pride parade, where you're going to be haughty, minstrel tinkling around here with thongs on and butt naked, got your butt cheeks hanging out, worshiping phallic symbols. Proverbs 16 to 18 tells us the precursor to all of that is destruction and a fall. A man's pride, it even says in Proverbs, a man's pride shall bring him low. Low, low, low. Did you find the other one you wanted to talk about?
No, I still haven't found it, but just go ahead. We're good. But the whole thing is, we know the Most High hates pride. And we get stuck in that a lot, especially when we get all upset about things. You're just getting stuck in your pride. Something that, you know, we need to work on, but it's always going to be that's part of the flesh, and the flesh is always warring against the spirit. We're always battling it.
Right, but we want to focus more so on the reason why they've chose that word. We know we can't be prideful, but there's a reason why the homosexuals are using the word, and we want to bring out the reason why it's so befitting. And what the scripture says about it, and why Satan has them using this term, this word. Because trust me, it's pride. They're not saying gay pride parade, none of that. They just call it Pride Day. Pride, 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 pride. And so they're trying to really extort the word, for one, as they did gay, because it used to be gay, which used to mean happy. So they took that word. So now they want to take pride. And tell everyone to be proud that you're different. And so we know what the scripture says is what we want to bring out. which is what we want to bring out as far as what the scripture says about that. And so mainly the destruction that comes along with that.
Let me, before I find the other Proverbs 16 and 5, it says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Most High. And these people, like I said, they are just full of pride. I mean, just like I said, that's why they came up with this name, just putting it right in the Most High's face. That we're proud to be, we're proud to be this abomination.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a way of taking a word to put a spin on it to get people to tell them to be proud of who you are as they try and glorify a perverted, demonic lifestyle. That's what Baphomet is all about. We have a thing that's out right now called pansexual, where people are pretty much saying, I'll have sex with anything. So it's going past even just homosexuality. It's pansexuality, where I'm willing to find some type of intimate satisfaction with anything, breathing, living, or even dead, whatever it may be, because that's necromancy and people are doing that. So it's a perversion of everything that the Most High intended for us to utilize sex for, which is for reprocreation and to give life and bring life. And man doesn't want us to do life. He wants hedonism, perversion, sexuality, and it's a sexual sin that destroys the body and the soul and brings disease. And if they can really get people to get outside of heterosexuality, then they prevent man from using it for its proper places and bringing life and creating more people, because they want depopulation in the earth. So pride is really up there with things that are against the Most High. Mark 7 and 22 talks about thefts and covetousness and wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. These are sins of the flesh. These are all things that are spoken of, and pride is steeped right in there. And so for the world to try to turn something bad and make it good is the type of world that we're living in, where everything that's called good has become bad and everything that's bad has become good. We don't even condone, as believers, walking around with any form of pride. We preach a message of humility for all that is in the world, according to 1 John 2:16, is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. I'm wondering if we're going to see, I don't know what we're going to see, and I'm not even trying to prophesy or prognosticate. I just know that prayer is needed, fasting is needed, and to not lay down your belief in what we believe in this weekend is needed. We don't have to be contentious. We don't have to go out there with picket signs. We don't have to fight them. You need to let them know. I don't play that mess. I don't believe in that. And there's a hell waiting for you in that lifestyle. I don't condone that lifestyle, because it does not reproduce or reprocreate or keep kids going or bring. I want grandkids. If I had sons sitting up here now being gay, I'd be deprived of grandkids and continuing my lineage. But no, we rebuke that. We don't allow that, stand for it, believe in it, or condone it. So I just want to say to the believers that don't back down. Do like Moses as soon as he saw it. And whoever is on the Most High side, let it be known. Put your T-shirts on this weekend saying, I'm straight. I'm straight. I'm straight. I'm straight. I'm one of the last few. I'm a survivor. This is real. There's still some of us. Do something. Just make a stance.
When you mentioned earlier about how they, you know, take something bad and make it good, you know, pride is not something we practice. Going back to what Brother Joshua was preaching, was teaching this Saturday, what we look for is contentment. You know, they say, you have some pride, just be pride. No, we look for contentment, and we thank the Most High for what he does provide for us. Be content with what he gives us.
Absolutely. 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 Godly contentment is a great gain with him, being satisfied with the things that we have. But I want to say to you, parents, watch your kids this weekend too, because a lot of kids walk out, go to the Pride Parade out of curiosity and end up getting turned out. I know in the city, kids would just go down there just to go down there, looky-loos. But there's a spirit of enticement and seduction to try the lifestyle. And that's all they want, is that they can get you to just look over the fence for a minute or try it. Or see, on a spiritual vibration level, Satan is hoping to get as many hearts and spirits in tune with that spirit of sodomy this weekend as he can. And then it's a victory. It's a victory in the spirit, sacrifices, lives being lost, souls being lost to eternal hell, burning fire. Some people don't come back from that. Some people will lose their minds on the wrong kind of drugs and ecstasy and everything this weekend. So it's spiritual warfare that I'm putting into the minds of the people to understand that we are at war, which is why I befittingly, even last week, played the song War. I'll have to play it this week, that we're in a warfare this weekend. And you're going to start to notice it starting today, that the spiritual climate will begin to transition and change. I got to go to that damn forbidden city today. You know, it's nothing but hedonism and money and finances and homosexuality. And how do we get rid of these damn homeless people and get them away from us? This place is probably going to sink. Most High probably will sink California. You know, as long as he get me up out of here before he does it.
You and me both.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to share today. You had some other things you wanted to bring some insight to?
You also mentioned that you're watching their kids. The unfortunate thing about this, you got people, straight people, bringing their kids to those parades because they want to, you know, hey, this is fun, let's take them out there. And the problem is, being at that young age, you know, you got demons all around that. Those kids are vulnerable. You got to expose your kids to something like that. You know, it's bad enough if they were to wander down there by themselves, but you're going to take them into that.
Well, believe it or not, we got a generation of parents now who want their kids to choose what sex they want to be. So they take them there so they can go ahead and make a honest decision of the lifestyle they choose. And these parents are open. They're down with it. Well, little Timmy, what are you going to be? Straight, gay? You know, it's your life. It's your choice. So they don't care. So they introduce them to everything and let them make a choice. That's the type of world we're living in now. And that's why we need strong believers that are not going to be caught up into the foolishness, because these people actually condone this lifestyle. They're going to be looking at us like, I dare you to say something to those fairies and bush dykes. This is their time. No, it's not their time. No, it's not their time. This is against everything we stand for and believe in. So I know some of you probably may have tuned in this week so that we can encourage you, but I need you to know that there's a lot of people losing their lives and minds and families and sexuality and straightness this weekend. So I'm gonna give you a heads up for those of you calling in, because you're going through something. Everything you're going through today, and whatever it may be, I need you to go find somebody else who's going through the same thing and begin to minister to them. And don't let them go until they've gotten a breakthrough, they're doing better and feeling better. If you're contemplating suicide, you should probably go volunteer at the suicide center today. Talk somebody else out of taking their lives instead of you taking yours. If you're worried about your finances, you just take the little bit of money you got left, like the widow with the two mites, and go bless somebody else. So if you want to flip it today, I need you to flip it today in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And everything you tripping on, go find out that somebody's tripping on 10 times harder than you and going through it worse than you. And you can fix their situation. You have the power to go in and minister to them and make their life better. And watch and see, won't the Most High take care of you the moment you take your mind off of somebody else? So I'm saying the same thing for our babies. We're losing our babies, teenagers, this weekend to a lifestyle that most of them won't be able to bounce back from for the rest of their life. They'll dabble in this homosexuality, and then they'll struggle with it for the rest of their lives, try to get free. But that feeling became addictive to them, and that spirit keeps coming to them with eight more worse things, and they can't shake it. Please, let's pray. this weekend, because somebody might get turned out.
Well, you're right, Brother V, and that spirit is strong on them. I know I have a couple of relatives that, you know, they've got their whole lifestyle together. They've got their significant other, and they've even brought kids into. I mean, they're just steeped in that, and to try and get them out of their lifestyle, they figure that's the lifestyle for them, and it's the right lifestyle. I mean, it's just it's hard to get them to turn back once they've gotten that deep into it.
Right. So that's what I'm trying to get these people to understand, that some people are going to be committing themselves to a eternal hell for the rest of their lives this weekend. They'll start something that they won't be able to bounce back from. It's as bad as crack, people. It's very addictive, because what comes with it is not only a physical sensation that they become addicted to, but there's a demonic attachment that transpires when you do that. It's been said that a lot of the pedophiles that do this to children, well, because that, descriptive, graphic. The anal cavity is very close to the spine, where all the nerves that go to the brain are close to that center. And there is a reaction chemically that is induced, where all of the electrons and electrical energy that takes place when that transpires causes that electricity to shoot up those people's spines through their chakras into their pineal glands and into their mind. And certain chemicals are released that in a way that's not meant to be. And it's not like it's exciting or a good thing. It's a bad thing. Some have purported a popping in their head, seeing a flash of light. In any event, what happens is that the brain experiences the trauma of the pain of that episode. Even a girl, when she has sex for the first time as a virgin, it's a painful thing. It's traumatic. And if it's a bad event, the mind has a way of covering it and hiding it, and it goes into hiding. And these things don't come out until people get into counseling, therapy, or hypnotized, and they realize they have recessed traumatic events in their mind and memory that they don't even remember, like being raped, anally raped, different things like that. So this is why you see a lot of schizophrenia in these type of people too, because the body wasn't made for that. But people don't realize the power of sexual sin. That's why I got another brother I got to finish a conversation with, because he believes that the church was lying to us when it says the two shall be one flesh. He said that they're not soul tied, they're just one flesh. And I told him that I'm more inclined to believe that they're one soul than one flesh, because at the end of the day, I still have a different fingerprint than my wife has a fingerprint. So we're spiritually one flesh, because one flesh we're not. We both have a different eye print, different fingerprint, different voice print. So we don't become one flesh. It's that in the sight of the Most High, Yah, it becomes one flesh. Spiritually, there is a connectivity when it comes to sex. We don't always have an exact precept to point at. The discernment has to show you through the spirit what that precept says, that lets you know that when you lay with another person, you could pick up the same demonic spirits that are on them as well. It's already a known factor that a woman, when she lays with her husband or whoever she lays with and becomes one with him, she has a natural inclination to succor and begin to want to nurture and take care of him, because she's taken on his DNA. It's a known scientific fact that anytime anyone has released DNA inside you, they've released hemoglobin and blood, in which lies the life, which has the spirit and the soul, and that can remain in you unless you are regened by the working of the Holy Spirit. And that's in the book of Thessalonians that says the Holy Spirit comes to causes regeneration inside of us. So I've said a lot, but I just wanted you to understand the seriousness of receiving in them. There's a scripture, I'll probably get into that this weekend, that talks about when homosexuals lay with each other, they receive the recompense of each other's error, meaning that it's not supposed to be semen going inside your rectum, or you receiving the DNA of another man inside of another man, and you swapping DNAs. It's the recompense of error. It's an error. It's a mistake, and your whole body knows it's a mistake, and it throws everything out of whack, which causes the sickness. So, people, this is serious stuff. And so sometimes you have to be graphic, but be real. Don't run from the truth.
Exactly.
I've said enough, and I won't deal with that all weekend. We'll be breaking that down, the spiritual aspect, but just to let Satan know that we're not playing. We're pulling a Moses. Whoever's on the Lord's side, come on this side of the line. I'm going to the city today because my behind will not be in the city this weekend.
I'm telling you, exactly, because it's nothing but wickedness.
And right. Right. All right, you have anything you want to share?
I said, I'm not ready to expose myself to all those demons there. I mean, they're going to be flying around out there looking for habitation.
That's right. Be careful. I am so serious. There's nothing over there. Hey, men are slipping Mickeys too now. Wake up with your drawers all around your ankle wondering what happened. There's nothing to be over there. Yeah, there's nothing to be over there looking at, and I want to see, and I want to see. No, you better pray fast.
Exactly. If you want to see something, get in that book.
Right.
If you want to see something that's worthwhile, because you're going out there, you're just going out there to see wickedness.
Right.
Nothing good's coming from that.
You're going to see something, all right. You're going to see the ceiling. You're going to see the ceiling on the bottom of you.
Exactly.
Stop playing around like
that. Now, especially now, like we said, it's getting too close. You know, Most High is not playing, and it's time to get right because we're up on that time. We're up on that time.
Yeah, we're on that time. You know, prayers go out to a brother who's a very well-known gospel singer, and he's going around telling people he got cancer, but unfortunately, we all know it don't look like cancer. And I thought the brother had repented. Maybe he did. I'm not here to judge him. I don't know. But sometimes these things come back to catch up with you years later. They can lie dormant in your body. Some of you need to be repenting and hoping that HIV don't pop up in your life 5-10 years from now because it's been there the whole time. And to think we got brothers and sisters that are coming into the truth, but they can't shake these sexual sins, but they want to play with Yah and play with the commandments. Playing a dangerous game. Judgment starts in the house of Yah. It's going to start with his people first. It's dangerous out here.
You can't have one foot in the truth and one foot in the world. That's not going to work.
One foot in the truth and one foot on a banana peel. One foot in hell and one on a banana peel.
That's even better.
That's what's going on, so. All right, Brother D, you got any closing comments?
The only thing I have is for people to enjoy your day and to stay prayed up and just stay with that book and give all praise and honor to the Most High and follow those commandments. I mean, that's the best advice we can give.
Yes, sir. And I'll try to be on here tomorrow morning with Straight No Chaser. My schedule looks like it'll be open. We'll have a conference call because the Northern California Hebrew Fellowship will be getting together. All praises to the Most High that somebody in Southern California decided to try to steal our name and call themselves the California Hebrews. But, you know, it just lets me know that the Most High is speaking. I love it.
Exactly.
I love it. As soon as you talk about people, run with it. But the vision is to unite us throughout the United States and maybe internationally as well, utilizing Brother Jacob's platform to get us to start having satellite areas everywhere. And we talk everywhere and support each other everywhere. If somebody, you know, lost a house and got shot and went to jail, I don't want to keep seeing that same old damn black attorney, Benjamin Crump, Al Sharpton. Screw them. They will not speak for us anymore. Most High has given me a vision to work on that internationally. We will speak for each other. I don't even want the purple people eaters, IUIC, showing up looking like some damn Parliament Funkadelic music review when something go down, talking about they speak for us. No, we need something that's going to be reputable, believable, and solid that speaks of the commandments and the imprecatory prayers, and that's what we're going to work on. And whenever the Most High says it's time,
what time are you going to try and target Straight No Chaser for?
I'm trying to get it done in the morning, get it out the way. The reason I'm saying that is because there's a lot happening in the news. They locking up all these little Issachar babies. you know, it's just a lot happening. So we're going to try to bring some light to everything happening because they're trying to throw us off. They're trying to give us the old 1-2 punch. You know, you jump from Korea to the Mexican internment camps and the kids and everything. They're just really trying to distract us. But then at the same time, you start the sixth branch of a military, which is the outer space branch, to fight with what's coming. So they're trying to do the whole three-card money on us right now, throw us off so we can't see prophetically what's really happening. They don't want us to focus in, but it's happening. It's going to happen.
That's right.
All right, all right, all right. So it's my time. I'm B. Torah. You've been listening to Inspirational Wednesday, brought to you by Almhoida here on Blog Talk Radio, a subsidiary of the NorCal Hebrew Fellowship. Keep the praises going. Keep the prayers going. Keep your blessings coming. And keep the faith. We say Kwam Yasha Allah to you, Israel. Let's rise. And the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Shalom.
Shalom.
Keep your head.